Well, very soon, if you haven't already, you're going to start thinking about all that spring cleaning. You know how much stuff has been collecting in the garage and the basement and different places. How do you get rid of all that stuff? Well, there are some special ways to dispose of some of those items that you may have collected, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Brandy Hansen, who's in with us this morning. Brandy is the assistant manager and the lead technician,
I'm the one that gets my hands dirty with all that
there
stuff.
There you go. She's in charge of the hazardous waste program out there. How do we go with that, huh?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, tongue-tied this morning, but other than that, not too bad. Let's talk about all the gunk that gets collected. We got paints, we got stains, we got chemicals. You know, a lot of indoor projects that people maybe tackle during the winter months, but we don't use up all of the materials that we start with. What in the world do we do with them?
Well, that's been a problem for a long time, is that people do all these projects and they're not sure how to get rid of what's left over, or maybe they bought the wrong color of paint. It happens all the time, and then you're just not sure what to do with it. They know they're not supposed to pour it down the drain. They shouldn't. Oh, please, I hope they know they shouldn't throw it in the ditch, because that's the kind of stuff that ends up in our groundwater if we do. So to protect ourselves, we've set up a program out at the Cass County Landfill where you can bring those items out to us. The biggest thing that I want to emphasize is that we need appointments set up ahead of time. These things are considered household hazardous waste. There's only a couple of us out there that are authorized to take that, and that's why we need appointments ahead of time. We need to make sure that somebody's going to be out there at the time that can accept it. Also, I like to talk to the people ahead of time, find out what they have. There are some of these things that absolutely should not be transported together. They're dangerous if they would happen to combine and produce the fumes. So I want to protect the residents also when they're transporting these items.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that more here in a minute, because that sounds important. But this is a program that, if my memory is correct, this is a program that we started some years ago, kind of on an experimental basis. It was something that they were doing in some areas of the state. Is it now a full-time program?
Almost every county in the state does have a program like this. We actually cover three counties. We cover Adair and Guthrie counties as well as our own. They're considered our satellite sites. At the end of the season, which is usually the end of the calendar year, I'll go over to those county landfills, go over what they have, bring it back, sort it, and package it up for disposal then.
Okay, very good. Well, let's get to some of the basics then, because you brought up some pretty interesting things there too. Let's start from the very beginning. What should I be looking for if I'm doing some of my cleaning and I've got some things that are just cluttering up the garage? What specifically types of things, paint stains, these kinds of, what should I be looking for?
Paint stains, varnishes, your household cleaners, garden chemicals, automotive chemicals, anything like that that you come across that you would be really scared if your grandchild found it and started to drink it. Anything like that, just keep that in mind. If you don't want anybody in your house taking a swig of this, chances are it shouldn't be just poured down the drain.
Sadly, we hear stories every now and again, not so much of children, it happens, but family pets.
Absolutely. The family pets, a lot of, you know, antifreeze is mm-hmm. the biggest culprit of that. It tastes sweet to them, so that's what they go after.
Yeah, nobody wants to experience that.
No.
So when we find these things, should we handle them in a certain way before we ever make the phone call to you?
If you can kind of do just a basic inventory for me, tell me I have maybe 5 cans of latex paint, I have a little bit of stain and varnish, I have some garden chemicals that I used to spray with in years past, but you know, maybe now they're probably just not that effective anymore. A lot of people are going to the organic gardening and do not want to use the harsh chemicals on their lawns anymore. Things like that that you need to get rid of. Also, if you come across things in an old mason jar, you know, maybe you mixed up a little bit of paint thinner and you didn't remember to label it. You know, if you happen to remember what might be in there, if you could stick a piece of tape on there just to help me know what's in there, it saves me a lot of time and trouble. And it's also safer for all of us if we know what's in there.
There was a rule of thumb at one time, and maybe it's still the case, I'll ask you now, that like paint, if you just have a small amount of paint there, if you just leave the lid off and let it dry, you could actually just go ahead and throw it away. Is that still the case?
It depends on what kind of paint that is.
Okay.
If it's latex paint, if it's water-based, yes, you can let it dry out. Once latex paint is dry, it is no longer toxic. Oil-based paint, on the other hand, is always toxic, and so we do need to get rid of that in the proper way. What happens when it comes out to us is that latex paint will get dried, which is a pretty easy process, but a lot of people have a lot of it and they don't want to do it themselves. As far as the oil-based paint and stains and varnishes, we send those off to be incinerated. They actually go into a fuel blending process.
Okay. there's probably no standard of how much, because some people might look at it and say, wow, there's just a little dab in there. I'm not going to worry too much about it.
Right, right. If it can dry out in a day or two and you can take care of it yourself, if you've got a can that's over half full, and maybe you just have one can and you don't want to drive all the way out there to us, a good thing to do is grab some kitty litter. And you can dry it out with that. Just pour it in the can, and that'll absorb it right up. If you have a little piece of carpet or a piece of cardboard, you can pour it out on that and let it dry, too.
Okay. Well, now, so folks are gathering up these things, whether they be the chemicals and whatever, or the paint, the stains and things. They're taking them out to your place. What happens then?
Then, after they've made out that appointment,
right.
And that's the most important thing, is to make that appointment with us. They'll come out, and I will meet them out there at the end of our building where we have a little unloading site. I have just a real simple paperwork form to fill out, real simple form. The main reason for that is if I have any more questions once they've left our facility, then I can give them a call. Maybe there is a mason jar that I found, and they would happen to be able to tell me what's in there. Once that happens, we unload everything. I'll kind of go through it as we go. Do unload that. A lot of times there will be something that we come across that right then and there I can find out, you know, maybe this came from Grandpa's house. Maybe that's a family that's cleaning out for an estate, and that happens a lot. Or they're getting ready to move, and these items were left by previous owners. They may not know for sure what's in there, but they can tell me, well, Grandpa used to work in the, you know, garment clothes business, and he had some cleaning fluid. That might be what this is in this jar. Maybe he had a hobby and he had a dark room in his basement. So those might be the chemicals that we're coming across. That's why it's very important that people bring them out themselves so I can talk to them directly instead of just sending it with a neighbor who has no idea what's in those boxes.
Unmarked liquids in mason jars? That never happens, right?
Oh, no, never. Not at all.
Check your garage. I think you'd be surprised.
Yes.
Very good. So, do we still have the swap shop going on then? Because it's the ultimate recycling program.
It is the best recycling program we have out there. Honestly, our shelves are pretty empty right now because it has been utilized to the extent this winter, even when people were doing some inside projects. When anything comes out there that is still usable, I go through everything. I open every can of paint that there is out there. If it's still usable, I can tell if it's been frozen or if it's been, you know, just a little bit too old that it's not usable anymore. Those will be disposed of. If it's still usable, if it's still good, I'll put it on those swap shop shelves and people can come in. They can check out paint for their inside, paint for the outside. Maybe they just have a little doghouse project they need a little dab of paint for. We have stains and varnishes out there. What that has been great for is the 4-H kids when they do projects. They don't need a whole lot of stain, just a little dab for a shelf. They can come out there. There's no expense to that. So it's a great recycling project. Then I don't have to pay to get rid of it. And it goes to a good cause. We have some household cleaners, you know, automotive chemicals, things like that. It's been great for some of the landlords, too. They'll come in and grab some paint, you know, freshen it up for the next renter.
Yep.
So.
Well, I want to go back a little bit, too. We did skip that step about making the phone call to set up
yes.
the appointment. I did that for a reason, because you brought up some pretty interesting issues there, because you just never know for sure what you might run into. And
right.
who would have thought that maybe this doesn't mix with this? You don't
Absolutely.
Want a toxic mess in your car heading out there.
And that's a good point. Everybody says, well, I'm just going to put it in a box and it'll be fine. We never know what's going to happen between here and there. You know, you might be the best driver in the world. It's the other guy you have to worry about. If you would happen to be in a car accident on the way out to our facility, suddenly we're having to call in hazmat crews to clean up the site. I had a load actually yesterday that came out. When they called and made the appointment, they said there was just a couple cans of paint and maybe one or two bottles of garden chemicals. When they showed up at our facility, there was an entire truck bed full of chemicals. And one of the boxes had mole killer, garden chemicals, phosphoric acid, which is something I can't even package with other acids because it's so toxic. Everything was all shoved together in one box. And I try to ask the right questions on the phone, but if you're not completely honest with me, you know, then you're putting yourself in danger also. And if you have kids riding in the car, all it takes is going around the corner and a couple bottles tipping over. The fumes combine and suddenly they're toxic.
We don't want that.
No, we do not.
Certainly don't want that. Spring cleaning is a good thing, but we want to do it in a safe fashion, not just for us and our families, but for all those other folks around too. And you might be helping someone who's trying to finish up a project too that might benefit from having some of your leftover paint that you'd like to get rid of. You just don't know.
Absolutely. And the Cass County residents have done a great job with this program. We have one of the highest participation rates in the state with this program. Last year alone, we recycled over 13,000 pounds of hazardous chemicals, and those didn't end up in the landfill. They didn't end up in your groundwater. They were safely disposed of the proper way. And that's a great testament to the success of this program.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Because, you just wonder how many people are getting the word. Well, obviously the word is getting out. And if they don't know, they can always call. You have a website they can go to.
We have a website, CassCountyLandfill.com. Very easy. We also just jumped into the modern age, and we have a Facebook page now.
Oh,
so
I'm
they
sorry.
Can like us on Facebook. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask them on there. I'd much rather have you ask the question than just assume what you heard at coffee this morning is the correct answer.
Well, and when it comes to things like toxic chemicals, there are no dumb questions.
There aren't. Absolutely not. I'd much rather have people just give me a call and ask.
Excellent. So the landfill is always looking for new innovative ideas to make sure that we're meeting the needs of local citizens, and this is just another way.
It is a great way. Honestly, we are so blessed to have a facility like this in this corner of the state. So many of the landfills have been forced to close down, and we have a great resource just outside of Atlantic.
Absolutely. And as long as everyone shows the need and shows the willingness to follow the accepted rules to make the programs work, continue to offer them, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Brandy, thanks so much for coming out. You pulling all kinds of stuff out of your garage this year?
Well, you know.
Who do you call?
Well, that's the great thing is I know exactly where to go with it safely.
Set up your own appointment with me, huh?
Yes.
Very good. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot, Jim.